Thursday, 27th of August. The Intercessor's Hat, Part 1. Genesis chapter 18, verse 17, New International Version. Then the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?" This is a precious point in Abraham's relationship with the Lord, because of who he is, how he has conducted himself, and the future he is to enjoy, the Lord is determined to share his heart with Abraham. Imagine being in a position of closeness to the Lord that motivated him to share his heart with you. No doubt, this is among the many passages that prompted the Jews to refer to Abraham as the friend of God. James chapter 2, verse 23, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8. What is so wonderful is the Lord wants to have that same kind of relationship with each one of us. When we are in a position of closeness to Him, He will share His heart and His will with us. Let us never feel that this kind of relationship is only for the super saints. Be reminded of James chapter 4, verse 8. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. As we seek to get closer to Him, He responds by moving closer to us. The message that the Lord had shared with Abraham was a difficult message to hear. It had been revealed to him that his relatives, Lot and his family, were in danger of death and destruction. To many, Sodom must have been viewed as a showplace and a success story. They probably bragged about how it had been rebuilt after the Great War of Genesis chapter 14. Abraham knew different. He knew the city was slated for destruction. Our world thinks awfully highly of itself. It too is slated for destruction. May we learn to pray like Abraham did, interceding for others. Prayer thought: Lord, may we be like Abraham, interceding in prayer for others.